It may not look like it today, but summer's here, and that means more people will be headed to the beach. And some are going to be seeing large clusters of jellyfish. They're becoming increasingly common. Scientists say that could be in part due to warmer waters caused due to climate change. Joining us with more on that is Tim Essington. He's a fisheries professor at the University of Washington. Tim Essington, thanks so much for being here.
David.
Hey, so before getting into what's happening out there, what exactly is a jellyfish bloom?
Well, it's not really a scientific term. We use terms like bloom or outburst in the same way there, you know, there's a bloom of dandelions or whatnot. Essentially, when we suddenly see there's a lot more jellyfish than there were maybe this time last year or this time last week, we say, boy, there's some bloom or some outburst that's going on.
And why do scientists think this is happening, that some places jellyfish blooms are actually increasing?
It's a tricky thing that we're not entirely sure. There's basically four sort of main hypotheses with some evidence for all of them. The first is, as you mentioned, is sort of a climate angle, and the idea is that the warmer it is, the more productive they seem to be. In other words, they can produce a lot more offspring when it's warmer out. So there's some thought that if oceans get warmer, then therefore they could produce more. Another idea is a lot of times we accidentally add nutrients into our coastal oceans. That creates sort of a whole cascade of changes in the pelagic community that is thought to potentially favor jellyfish by producing the types of food that they like.
Accidentally how? Through sewage?
Some of it is sewage. Some of it is just runoff. Some of it is, you know, people fertilizing their yards.
Okay, so that's happening all the time.
Exactly, yeah, exactly right. And then associated with some of this nutrient enrichment is that can lead to hypoxia, and jellyfish are extremely tolerant of low dissolved oxygen conditions, so that also kind of helps them out. And then the last sort of idea is that we're increasingly putting more and more structures in the water, whether it's piers, whether it's boats, whether it's sort of hardening of things, and that provides perfect habitat for the benthic phase of jellyfish. So one last hypothesis is we're just creating a lot more habitat for them.
Tim Essington is here. He's a fisheries professor at the University of Washington, and we're talking about jellyfish blooms, the increases in jellyfish, and why that might be occurring. How do jellyfish blooms, or how do these increases in jellyfish affect the environment?
Well, there's a few things that we kind of worry about from a sort of ecological side. One, if we think of like the flow of energy in a food chain as sort of like a electrical circuit, they can sort of act as sort of an electrical short circuit or shunt. So energy or electricity that would normally sort of move up the food chain and end up in fish and then end up in whales and end up in birds and seals. Instead, it gets shunted into jellyfish, and not a whole lot of things eat jellyfish, so you sort of lose a lot of that energy that could have gone up there, and instead it ends up in the jellyfish. And then the other worry is these creatures eat on a lot of the same things that a lot of the larval fish do. So they may be competing with fish, and they also might consume some of the fish. So they could actually be changing the productivity of some fish species.
I know they're dangerous some places. Are the jellyfish that you see are likely to see in the Puget Sound or the Washington coast dangerous for swimmers?
Well, they're dangerous. I mean, they aren't dangerous in the sense that any of them are liable to kill you. But the few of them will give you a pretty good sting. The lion's mane jellyfish is probably the ones that people that swim a lot or do a lot of scuba diving are probably most sort of vigilant for. They have a pretty nasty sting. And then another, a pretty large one called the fried egg or sometimes the egg yolk jellyfish. It has a little bit less intense sting. You know, it's the type of thing that will give you kind of a bad rash. It'll hurt for a little while, but it'll go away.
Last question is, I know there's, you know, over the last few decades, there's fewer salmon, there's fewer groundfish, but more jellyfish. Have you tried eating them?
Well, my guess is somewhere in the world someone has tried it.
Okay, so not you.
I think me.
Chinese restaurants. I've actually tried it. Not too bad.
Okay, yeah.
Tim Essington is a fisheries professor at the University of Washington. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, David.
He was telling us about reports about increasing numbers of jellyfish and possible links to warmer waters due to climate change. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.